A proposal to update a requirement for Nebraska schools to teach Americanism ran into resistance from opponents who think the subject shouldn't be taught at all, and a public hearing was held on what can and cannot be called meat. Senator Julie Slama is chief sponsor of this year's attempt to update the Cold War-era requirement that Nebraska schools teach Americanism. Her bill renames the subject as American Civics and does away with criminal penalties for failing to follow the law. A proposed amendment also drops a requirement for high school students to take the same test that foreigners must take to become citizens. Slama said the proposal's one that a wide range of people should be able to support.
This represents a promising first step that regardless of political ideology or urban-rural background, that we can find common ground on issues that had in the past encountered insurmountable division.
Senator Patty Pansing Brooks, who had objected to the citizenship test, praised Slama's efforts to find a workable compromise.
I'm grateful because this is way, way better than this was in previous years.
Instead of requiring the citizenship test, the proposed change would make it one of three options. The others would be to attend a meeting of a public body, like a city council, and do a paper or project on it, or to do a paper or project on one of several holidays listed in the bill, including George Washington's or Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthdays. Senator Ernie Chambers objected to the bill, pointing, for example, to its requirement of discussing American heroes.
Is George Washington an American hero? He was a slaveholder. Is Thomas Jefferson an American hero? A slaveholder. He's a hero to you all who are white.
Senator Megan Hunt also objected to the bill's encouragement of patriotism, saying students should be allowed to develop that on their own.
What I really favor is de-emphasizing patriotism in education and instead teaching people to think for themselves and deliberate about our nation's future and our government and our policies and how people want to engage with that civically on the basis of rational principles.
Senator John McAllister supported the proposal, saying it might help fill some important gaps in public knowledge.
When a third of the people you interview can't name the three branches of our government, we know we have a problem. And this bill will perhaps move the dial a little bit toward more education.
Senators adjourned for the day without reaching a first-round vote on the bill. Debates expected to resume Wednesday. Tuesday afternoon, the legislature's Agriculture Committee held a public hearing on a proposal intended to prevent labeling plant-based, insect-based, or lab-grown products as meat. Senator Carol Blood, who introduced the bill, showed the committee examples of products labeled as beef, with the words flavored vegetarian meat substitute in much smaller type, or another labeled vegan whole turkey with a picture of a turkey on the box.
We aren't going to be the meat police, but we certainly are going to be able, if we pass this bill, to allow consumers to take control when they feel they're being deceived.
A variety of farm groups, including the Nebraska cattlemen, pork producers, and poultry industries, supported the proposal, but lobbyist Kent Rogert, representing Impossible Foods, which makes what it calls plant-based burgers, was among those opposed. Rogert said ingredient labeling already tells consumers what's in food, despite a long list of names that could be misleading.
Soy milk, coconut milk, oat milk, almond milk, coconut butter, peanut butter, they're not necessarily what we would consider the normal of butter, popcorn shrimp, Rocky Mountain oysters, not from the Rocky Mountains, nor are they oysters, sweet bread, which is not a bread, it's throats of goats or calves, head cheese, we know there's no cheese in head cheese, gummy bears, packaged crab meat, all those types of issues. They've got names, but it's clearly labeled on the product what they are.
As originally drafted, the legislation would have defined what meat is, but because that could invite lawsuits, Blood is proposing to change the bill so people could complain to the Attorney General if they thought they were being deceived, and that office could sue under the state's Pure Food Act. The committee took no immediate action on the bill. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.